Hello, my name is Puneet Dattan. I'm from India and my major course is media communication. For today's podcast, my topic is animals. Animals can be of great importance in the human life. First of all, animals provide humans with food, for example, cows and chicken. Secondly, they can be used for protection, for example, dogs, and also to add the handicaps. Animals like horses and donkeys are used as a means of transportation and for the recreation activities like racing. Lastly, animals can be used as companions to humans. They are known as pets and most people value them so much, such that they even end up giving them a respectful burial in a pet cemetery after they die. In many countries around the world, animals are considered to be sentient beings that have no rights of their own and are continuously objectified. This legally allows things like animal testing and unbearably cruel farming practices to continue. Animal rights activists have launched controversial movements to ban zoos, commercially animals and farming, hunting, etc. By rejecting any form of animal ownership or suffering of any kind, animal rights activists strongly abhor the use of animal for anything, regardless of whether certain practices are humane or not. People are always selfish, whether you are living in 21st century or 500 years before. Like I live in India, and in India we respect and do prayer of almost every animal. For example, one hand we worship cow, and on the second hand, India is the number one exporter of beef meat in the world. Then it means we are doing hypocrisy. For me personally, animals are the good friend of human. Thanks for listening.
Hello, my name is Puneet Datta and I'm here to have a conversation with my friend Chinda Patti on the topic of wildlife trafficking because I choose topic animals. Hello Chinda, welcome, how are you?
Thank you Puneet, I'm good, thank you, how are you?
I'm good. So today I'm going to ask you some question on the topic wildlife trafficking. So my first question is, how big is the wildlife trafficking problem?
Yeah, as with any other illegal activity, it is impossible to provide a precise figure as the scale and value of wildlife trafficking. But there is no doubt that it has grown considerably in recent years. It is now a million euro criminal business affecting numerous species all over the world. Tiger product, rhino horn, tropical timber and shark fins are among most valuable wildlife products found on the black marketing. But many on the other sides are considered as the other species, including reptiles, birds and penguins. Criminal groups are increasingly involved in wildlife trafficking, which has become a formal transnational organized crime that increasingly resembles trafficking in human beings, drugs and firearms.
Yeah, it's good Chinda. So my second question is, what is behind the recent surge in wildlife trafficking?
Wildlife trafficking, the key of increasing demands of wildlife products, notably in Asia, which has been driving up prices steeply. China has a major destination for ivory and Vietnam for rhino horn. The international study community has recognized the urgent need of the address the demand side of the problems. But few concentrated action have been taken so far. Other factors include poverty, corruption, lack of resources of enforcement, loss action, and instability in certain regions of the world affected the wildlife trafficking, notably Central Africa.
Yeah, it's good. So my last question is, I heard about in Europe that why is wildlife trafficking a concern for the Europe?
Wildlife is the one of the most serious threats to biodiversity. The survival of a number of species in wild is directly jeopardized by the poaching and the associated illegal trade. Trafficking is also undermines many key goals in Europe, foreign policy and development support, including sustainable development, the law of rule, good governance and peace and stability. The Europe itself is a major market for illegal wildlife products, and Europe up airports and ports are important transit points between, in particular, Asia and Africa. Illegal wildlife products are also exported from Europe member states, both to other member states, to the third countries. Every year, some 2,500 significant seizures of wildlife products, which is reported in the Europe.
Okay, Chinda, thanks a lot for giving me a time so you can come here to have a conversation on wildlife trafficking. Thank you.
Ha 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 ha.